traditions and religions. And when the Prophet ﷺ came, many, 80 or 90% of the rabbis who were in Medina accepted Islam. Like Ka'b al-Ahbar. So when these rabbis enter into Islam, right, the mindset and the uniqueness of Islam then becomes more apparent. Now, if you ask a Muslim, there are many things in Hadith and Quran to contemplate. One of them that I am going to present today is, with my humble effort and with whatever little that Allah has given me, there is one thing that caught my attention. Everybody loves the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everybody loves the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everybody tries very hard to get close to his noble existence. But what if we were to gather everything that we know about the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try to focus and tap into the potential of being with him in the akhirah? So if you look at all the ahadith that mention one characteristic of presenting information, which is kahataini fil jannah. This is one of the things. One of the traditions of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was that whoever does so and so, he will be like this with me in Jannah. He will be my companion in paradise, and he used to lift his two fingers, the middle finger and the index finger. In Arabic language, it is called al-wusta, the middle finger, and as-sababa, which is the index finger. If you look at all the ahadith in which a person can potentially, despite his shortcomings, reach a status to be with the Prophet in Jannah, there are only a few things we can say are authentically described by the Prophet. Because we don't have the advantage to be with him, because we never lived in that era. And we have a disadvantage of having knowledge from the Nabi that our scholars and our experts then have to scrutinize to see which is truly coming from him and which is truly something that basically came in and is not really reliable. And this is not a defect in our tradition, but it is one of our strengths, because when Allah says that I will protect this theology from human corruption, the very fact that a person can get sick, that he can take a medicine to cure him, is a testament to the power of the medicine, not power of the disease. So when we have human corruption that is allowed to seep into our tradition by fault of memory, poor reflection, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents us with scholars who can scrutinize and tell us 1,400 years after the fact that this is truly coming from the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not. That is something to be said about that. Mother's Day is around the corner. In Islam, every day is a Mother's Day, pretty much. Listen to this hadith. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, me and the Day of Judgment have been sent like this. And he lifted his two blessed fingers. That is the hadith everybody knows. Right? Everybody has heard that. Well, the next hadith that I will mention to you may not be very popular. The second hadith, which is very popular, is أَنَا وَكَافِرُ الْيَتِيمِ كَهَاتَيْنِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever adopts an orphan, me and him will be like this in paradise, and he lifted his two fingers. So far everybody has heard these two. Now let's give ourselves an opportunity to listen to things that we have never heard before, or if we have heard them, we have forgotten them, or if we have heard them, they don't tend to strike a chord with our existence. The Prophet says, on the narration of Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i, and the hadith is Hassan, according to Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, the great scholar of hadith, he says, أَنَا وَإِمْرَأَ سَفْعَاءُ الْخَدَّيْنِ. Me and a woman who has blemishes on her two cheeks. Now, if somebody's a literalist and he doesn't know how to understand the words of the Prophet, he will say, any woman who has black cheeks is going to Jannah with the Prophet. This is not the case. He says, أَنَا وَإِمْرَأَةُ سَفْعَاءُ الْخَدَّيْنِ. إِمْرَأَةُ أَوَتْ مِنْ زَوْجِهَا. A woman who has been widowed because of the death of her husband. ذَاتَ مُنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ. A woman who has stature as well as beauty, but yet she has no time to apply makeup, hence her cheeks are blemished. حَبَسَتْ نَفْسَهَا عَلَى يَتَّامِهَا. She has held herself from getting married after her husband because she is taking care of the orphaned children that her husband has left. She and me will be in Jannah like this. That woman who has no time for makeup, who has given up the life and the opportunity to be with another man, which is her religious right, she has taken upon herself the duty of taking care of those children till they grow older, not for her whole life. See, here's where the understanding must come in. There are many other narrations that indicate that till these kids grow older and become mature, then she can get married, she still will be with the Prophet. And nowadays we are formed in a culture where married women, before the husband even passes away, cheat on their husbands and leave the kids. Or the husband cheats on their wife and leave the kids. So for the women folk who have taken upon themselves, and truly in their lives they are going through this, you and the Prophet will be in Jannah like this. Another hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, authentic hadith. He says, أَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ يُفْتَحُ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. I am the first man amongst mankind for whom the doors of paradise will be opened. إِلَّا إِنِّي أَرَى. Except when those doors will be about to open, I see. فَإِذَا بِإِمْرَأَةٍ تُبَادِرُنِي. A woman will be competing with me to open the doors of paradise. Are you with me? Do you understand the status of this woman that the Nabi is seeing? Are you with me? I am the first one who is allowed to knock on the doors of paradise, and the doors will be opened not but for me. But however, I see a woman who is there and trying to compete with me. فَأَقُولْ لَهَا مَا لَكِ وَمَنْ أَنْتِ. Who are you and what is your situation? What has brought you to this level where you are competing with the last prophet of humanity to get that door open? She will say, حَبَسْتُ نَفْسِي عَلَى يُتَامِ. I did not get married, although I had the opportunity, because I had two orphans left back behind by my husband. So I preferred to take care of them rather than to get married. This hadith is strengthened by the hadith I said before. That isn't it? Let me go. It is not nafil. It is not tahajjud. It is not how much Quran you read. It is not how much you think you are. How much sacrifice you have made. How much sacrifice you have made is what will keep you close to the Nabi. A third hadith
This is an amazing hadith. The Prophet says, Kafir al-yateem. This is a Muslim, Sahih Muslim. Kafir al-yateem. Lahu aw li ghayrihi ana wa huwa fil jannati kahatayn. A person who for his own self takes care of the orphan, or for some other Muslim or non-Muslim, he takes care of the orphan. Me and him in paradise are like this. Now why did he say lahu wa li ghayrihi? Because if they are your own children by your own husband, like we discussed before, it makes sense. But let's say if it's somebody else's child, the mother was a different person and the father was a different person, and you go in a country where there is war and you find these two kids on the street, you take them to your chest, you raise them like your own, guess what? Male or female, you will do the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam like this. Another hadith. Now this is amazing. Gender bias against women still exists. In developing countries like China, or developed countries like China and India, you will see that people prefer to have male children over female children. They prefer. And our culture as humans in all countries, even in the US, I work with some women, they say, I'm so glad I have boys, because you know, with girls, they can get pregnant. You know, raising them is such a hard deal. I don't want to have girls. Even women, when they have girls and they're pregnant, they make a face like, you know, something bad is going to happen. But if you have a boy, everybody's happy, you're happy, your husband loves you, everybody's cool. Look what the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says. He says, Man kana lahu. Man kana lahu jariyataini aw ukhtain wa sahabuhuma bi ma'rufin aw mata anhunna annaka huwa kahatayn. Whoever had two daughters or two sisters, and he was good to them till they grow older, or even if he dies in that process before they get older, me and him are in Jannah like this. What is the beauty of this hadith? The beauty of this hadith is the capacity of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to give guidance in one hadith to two individuals. Why did he say, whoever had two daughters or two sisters? It is an advice for the father and the brother. It is an advice for the father and the brother. Because the father may have two daughters, but the brother in that family, after the father's death, he also needs to be given advice. Because in countries where the father dies and leaves sisters, the brothers attack their sisters and take their rights away. Right? This happens in developed countries like the US and in the UK, where inheritance laws are still primitive to some extent in some towns. Advice for the father and the brother in the same age. Whoever had two daughters or two sisters and he was good to them till they grow older, or he died before they grow older, me and him in paradise are like this. Tell me, did the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ever say about the Hajjud, whoever prays the Hajjud, me and him are like this? Tell me, did the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say about somebody who has a long beard, me and him, because of his length of the beard, like this? Did he say, whoever gives most of the message, me and him, like this? Did he ever say, whoever fasts the most, me and him, like this? Third hadith. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Man kanat lahu jariyataini aw thalath. Whoever was blessed with three daughters or more, two daughters or more, third. أو أختان أو ثلاث, two sisters or three sisters. And he was with them till they become at the age of puberty. Not all of your life. Now listen to the hadith. This is a sahih hadith. This is a sahih hadith. It is the narration of Anas bin Malik. And all the muhaddithin, Shaykh al-Albani says, صَحِيحٌ بِجَمِيعِ الْمُرْكِ. All of the narrations you gather about this hadith of all time. Whoever had two daughters or three, two sisters or three, and he was with them till he raised them to the age of puberty, which is 13, 14, 15, not all your life, right? أَنَا وَهُوَ بِهَاتَيْنِ الْجَنَّةِ. Me and him are like this in paradise. So now, people who are getting married, Is it truly something where a person who wishes that he has all male children, you will never be able to attain this degree? Never. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying all this to tell us that the superiority of sacrificing yourself in the caretake of weaker humans and humans who are underprivileged is far more superior than individual acts of worship. And that is what the ulama have said. Whoever needs the Arabic of these ahadith, the hadith of Rawf bin Malik al-Ash'ari, which is Hassan, the hadith of Abu Huraira, which is Hassan, the hadith of Anas bin Malik, and Abu Huraira, which is Sahih, come to me after the salah or email me, text me, I will send you these ahadith. So you can learn them and review them. Why is the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying this? Because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knows that even with the advent of Islam, the women will still be at a disadvantage, regardless of what country they exist in. So if you gather all the narrations which say, فَهَاتَيْنِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, this is the most authentic that you will find. All other ones will be either ضعيف, they will be either weak, they will be either موضوع, and so forth. So may Allah help us and guide us. I'll give you time for sunnah now, and then...